This is the National Radio Club's DX audio service for November 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Volpe. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. We have a lot of news, information, and features to present to you on this particular edition, but we're going to start it off with information on CPC tests and the DX Change column. Russ Edmonds has stepped down as the editor for DX Change. The new editor is Tom Farmery. He's volunteered to do the DX Change column. What it is a column where you can send in lists of items to buy, sell, or trade. And the only thing is, we ask that you keep it to items which are somewhat related to radio and the DXing hobby. The list will be published in both DX News Magazine and read here on the DX audio service. So if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, send it in to Tom Farmery, F-A-R-M-E-R-I-E. His address is 62 Sunrise Avenue, Grafton, Massachusetts, 01519. And be sure to tell him that you heard it here on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. Also, according to headquarters, if you wish, you can send a cassette letter. However, please be sure to include either a stamp for free matter for the blind and physically handicapped, or else a 39-cent stamp to have your cassette returned to you. Also, I'd like to pass along our address and headquarters address for those of you that wish to write to us here. The DX Audio Services address is 706 McKenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And if you'd like to write to the head man in charge of the National Radio Club, that's Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And if you'd like to get in touch with Mike by telephone, his telephone number is area code 608-423-4159, and no collect calls will be accepted. Well, the information for the CPC test is hot off the press, and because of that, I don't have our usual music, which we use to put together the CPC test, so I'm just going to read it right now. First of all, on November the 15th, which is a Saturday, KSIV Radio on 1320 in St. Louis, Missouri, will be testing from 2 o'clock till 2:30. The test may consist of MOR music or religion with tones. A polite reception report along with a 22-cent stamp should be sent to Jeff Bean, B-E-A-N, radio station KSIV, 2735 Bompart, B-O-M-P-A-R-T Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63144. This test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Carl W. Dabblestein. In fact, Carl has arranged all these reports for the National Radio Club. On November the 17th, which is a Monday, KSVA on 1470 in Sierra Vista, Arizona, will be testing from 3 o'clock till 3:30. The test will consist of C&W music, NAB standard test tape along with station IDs, a polite reception report along with a 22-cent stamp should be sent to Andrew Hannis, H-A-N-S-I-S. He's the chief engineer, and by the way, his ham call sign is WB4MKA. And it's radio station KSVA, 3514 Kings Court Drive, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85635. And also on November the 17th, KLPZ, 1380 in Parker, Arizona, will be testing from 3 o'clock till 3:30. The test will consist of Beach Boys music and test tones. A polite reception report along with a self-addressed stamped envelope per the station should be sent to Mark Roberts, program director for radio station KLPZ, 816 6th Street, and that's in Parker, Arizona, 85344. And again, all three tests were arranged by Carl W. Dabblestein for the National Radio Club. Well, to get back to our regular edition of the DX Audio Service, we have John Bowker with a look at the travel log. Phil Wayne will be in with a look at radio from Wilmington, Delaware, home of the 1986 National Radio Club Convention. For those of you that couldn't make it, you might want to listen to this one. We have some interesting radio from the Newcastle, Wilmington area. Bob Walker will be with us with a look at Anarchon 86. I'll be speaking with a gentleman from New Zealand about what radio is like down under. And to start off this edition, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. There have been four editions of AM Switch since our last edition of the audio service, so let's dive right in. Starting with edition number 127, call letter changes include on 610 KMMS San Francisco, California. They never use that call. They are going to retain their present call of KFRC. On 970, new station in Waimea, Hawaii will be KJRI. 1020, new station in Mount Pleasant, Michigan will be WPRJ. On 1120, WNYS in Buffalo, New York becomes WHTT. 1220, KFRG, Ottawa, Kansas goes back to KOFO. In fact, they never used KFRG. They had that call set aside. 1250, KUKA, San Antonio, Texas also sets aside that call and will remain KXET. 1260, new station in Ellisville, Mississippi will be WEMK. And 1290, WPVA, Petersburg becomes WHUM, and on 1440 WMER Westbrook, Maine becomes WWGT. Let's take a look at some new stations which have been applied for. There are applications for new stations on 650 in Eugene, Oregon, 830 in Cibolo, Texas, on 890 San Marcos, California, that's a reapplication, on 1000 in Eagle, Idaho, on 1100 in Hudson, Texas, on 1200 in Columbia, Mississippi, on 1230 west side of Houston, Texas, that will be synchronous with KNUZ, on 1310 in Dudley, Massachusetts, which will be synchronous with WORC, and on 1560 in Webster, New York. Grants for new stations include on 770 Santa Fe, New Mexico, which will be synchronous with KKOB, on 890 in Ceiba, Puerto Rico, which will be 250 day and night non-directional, 1120 Destin, Florida, 1000D1, 1160 Callahan, Florida, which is 50,000 day, 500 night U4, two new stations granted on 1170, Bushnell, Florida, 1000D1, and St. Augustine Beach, Florida, 2500D3. And finally on 1600, new station granted in Geneseo, New York, with 1800 day, 620 night, U4. Couple highlights from the applications column on 1050, KOFY San Mateo, California has applied to add 500 watts at night and change their antenna to U2. And on 1210, WADE in Wadesboro, North Carolina would like to move to 1340 with 500 day, 1000 night, U1. Grants to existing facilities include on 740 WSBR, Boca Raton, Florida. Their night power is raised to 940 watts. On 870 WVOZ in San Juan, Puerto Rico will be 10,000 watts day and night. On 940 KSWM, Aurora, Missouri moves its city of license to Republic, Missouri and goes full-time, 5,000 watts day and night, U4. And finally on 1010, KRKX in Milwaukee, Oregon will add 1,100 watts critical hours and will also relocate the transmitter. That's a new station which is not yet on the air. Looking down through the otherness column for issue 127 on 640, we see that KTIB, Thibodaux, Louisiana is now here, X630. Also on 640, application for Burien Springs, Michigan has been dismissed. 660, KSKY, Dallas, Texas, their full-time operation from Balch Springs is expected on within a month. 680, KLDY, Lacey, Washington, application for full-time on 670 has been returned. On 730, WLPF, Lake Placid, Florida, this new station expected on soon with an adult contemporary format. And on 730, KTOX, Boise, Idaho, this station is silent. By the way, it's back on. We'll get to that in a couple more editions. In 790, KBRV, Soda Springs, Idaho, station is silent. 800, new station in Laneville, Texas, has been granted an extension of their CP until February of 87. On 830, KFLT, Tucson, Arizona, this new station is on the air with a religious format. 840, KWDF, Ball, Louisiana, new station on the air, also with a religious format. On 870, KROL in Lachlan, Nevada, this new station is on the air with contemporary hits and oldies. Their synchronous transmitter in West Las Vegas is also on the air. on 980 WMAK London, Kentucky is back on the air with Rock Oldies. They used to be in Pittsburgh, Kentucky, and were silent for a while during the move. On 1030 WONS, Pleasure Ridge Park, Kentucky, which is suburban Louisville, is expected on soon with a religious format. 1170 WAVS, Davie, Florida, this station is once again silent. On 1220 KLCO, Branson, Missouri, this station is silent. On 1240 WDFL in Cross City, Florida, this new station has been heard testing, but no regular programming yet. 1250 KBBI, Homer, Alaska, their move to 890 is expected to happen within a month. On 1270 KWTR in Lakeport, California, their CP to move to 840 has been canceled, so they will remain on 1270. 1360 KRGL, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, station is silent. 1380 WOLE in Barranquitas, Puerto Rico, this new station is now on the air. 1430 WRBA, Homestead, Florida, this station is silent. 1440 KDIF, Riverside, California, that was silent, is back on the air. They now have a Spanish format. 1450 KDMN, Buena Vista, Colorado, new station is on the air. 1550 KXXR, Opportunity, Washington, this station is now silent. And on 1600 WSNX in Muskegon, Michigan, this station is silent again for the second time in a year. Now we move on to edition number 128, starting with call interchanges on 560 WIS in Columbia, South Carolina, becomes WVOC. 1030 WHRD, White Bluff, Tennessee, changes back to their old call of WBDX. 1150 WMTG in Gaithersburg, Maryland, becomes WMET. 1180, new station in Placerville, California, will be KTLL. 1240 WMPA, Aberdeen, Mississippi, changes to WWZQ. 1350 KUNN, Bakersfield, California, will be KLYD. And on 1430 WLRQ in Madison, Tennessee, becomes WNKZ. Four applications for new stations in this edition on 700 in Dothan, Alabama, 1020 Port Orange, Florida, 1160 East Point, Georgia, and 1170 Laurel, Delaware. Two new stations were granted on 1030 in Avon, New York, 500 D1, and on 1090 Fergus Falls, Minnesota, 1000 D3. Looking at highlights from grants to existing facilities, on 870 KRPM in Park Rapids, Minnesota, their day power will be increased to 10,000 watts. Also on 870 WPRQ, Colonial Heights, Tennessee, their power also increases to 10 kilowatts. On 990 KRKS, Denver, Colorado, goes full-time by adding 390 watts at night, change the antenna to U2. And on 1560 WRDJ in Daleville, Alabama, their power is increased to 5,000 watts. Scanning through the otherness column on 1030, KGUS Florence, Arizona, has requested reconsideration for denial of an extension of their CP for a new station. 1040 WSGH Louisville, North Carolina, this new station has been heard testing on the air. On 1090, KANN Ogden, Utah, has been granted an extension of their CP to move to 1120 until March of 87. On 1110, KMAC Marana, Arizona, has requested reinstatement of their expired CP for a new station. 1120 WDUF in Duffield, Virginia, this new station is now on the air. 1450 KRXX Eugene, Oregon, station is silent. And on 1600, as we mentioned before, WSNX Muskegon, Michigan, is silent but has been scheduled to return to the air sometime around the end of October. We don't know if that has occurred yet or not. Going to a rather brief edition, number 129, under call interchanges on 550 WNAP, Statesville, North Carolina, will be WDRV. That actually is a call that was set aside. As far as we know, WNAP was never used on the air. The station remains with their present calls of WDRV. 600 WBDN, Escanaba, Michigan, will be WCHT. Two changes on 1030, KXZI, San Luis Obispo, California, will be KJDJ. And the new station in Avon, New York, will be WYSL, a call that belonged to Gordon McClendon for many years in Buffalo. And 1230 WCHN, Quincy, Florida, becomes WWSD. 1280 KZZE, Pateau, Oklahoma, changes to KYYN. And on 1290, we see that WHUM in Petersburg, Virginia, has been set aside. That station will retain its original calls of WPVA. 1320 WBQW, Scranton, Pennsylvania, changes back to WSCR. On 1410, WINF, Leesburg, Florida, becomes WQBQ. On 1510, WXIX, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, becomes WXLX. 1550 KRKY, Winfield, Kansas, changes to KINC. And on 1600 KMNY in Pomona, California, they are not going to use that call, at least not now. They remain KWOW. When the new owners take over the station, they intend to once again apply for KMNY, but that call is not going to be used for a while. And finally, on 1600, the new station in Geneseo, New York, will be WLMO. Applications for new stations and grants for new stations, there were none in the week of Edition 129. Applications from existing facilities, highlights include on 680 WCTT Corbin, Kentucky, applying for 770 watts daytime, 880 watts nighttime, U2. On 890, KPTO in Citrus Heights, California, is applying to change their night power, reducing it to 250 watts and becoming directional daytime only, non-directional at night. On 1050, KOFY San Mateo, California, we told you earlier about them applying for 500 watts at night. Now they are applying to raise their day power to 50 kilowatts. So they want to be 50,000 day, 500 night, U4. Grants to existing facilities on 1130 WSJP Murray, Kentucky. Their powers are raised to 2,500 day. They will be 250 night, 1,500 critical hours. That's a U4 antenna. On 1470 WQSN Kalamazoo, Michigan, they go full-time by adding 1,000 watts at night, change their antenna to U2. News in the otherness column include on 720 KSAH, new station in San Antonio, Texas, has been testing on the air, will be on soon with a Spanish format. 770 WZEL, Young Harris, Georgia, this station is now here, formerly from 1380. On 890 KVOZ, Laredo, Texas, they have been testing on this frequency while maintaining regular programming on 1490, and the move to 890 with programming should happen any day now. 1160 KFHM, San Antonio, Texas, after a long, long time, has finally moved here. They were formerly on 1150. And on 1480 WIXR, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, they have moved to this frequency, formerly on 1500. And the last edition for this edition of the DX Audio Service is number 130. Starting with call letter changes on 600 KSXO, Redding, California, becomes KHTE. 610 WVAI, Winchester, Virginia, will be WUSQ. 640 WMSO, Collierville, Tennessee, changes to WCRU. 730 KTOX in Boise, Idaho, which had been silent, they are now back on the air as KIZN. On 750, WYHV, Canton, New York, a new station not yet on the air, changes to WNYS. 1050 KCCA, Kinsey, Montana, becomes KMTA. On 1090, the new station in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, will be KJJK. 1120 WMKS, Gordon, Georgia, goes back to their old call of WQXM. 1170, the new station in St. Augustine Beach, Florida, will be WAIA. 1240, KXYL, Brownwood, Texas, changes to KZZE. 1310, WNIC, Dearborn, Michigan, becomes WGMT. 1330, KVOL, Lafayette, Louisiana, changes to KRKR. On 1340, KNPA, Nampa, Idaho, becomes KSGR. Two changes on 1400, WROZ, Evansville, Indiana, becomes WIKY. And WJET in Erie, Pennsylvania, becomes WBLQ. 1490, two changes, WRNB, New Bern, North Carolina, becomes WLOJ. And KNOW, Austin, Texas, changes to KEYI. 1500 WPTC Macon, Georgia becomes WDEN once again, and on 1590 WALY Gray, Kentucky changes to WKYZ. Applications for new stations, two on 670, one in Syracuse, New York, one in Surrey, Virginia, and two on 1090, both in California, Oakhurst and South Lake Tahoe, and on 1520 in Cypress, Texas. Applications from existing facilities on 680 KLDY at Lacey, Washington is reapplying to move to 670. On 1090 WJKM Hartsville, Tennessee wants to move to Lebanon, Tennessee. 1220 WLPO LaSalle, Illinois wants to raise their authorized Mexican clear night power to 500 watts. On 1570 WOBS New Albany, Indiana also wants to raise their night power to 412.4 watts. They must have run that through the computer to figure that one out that exactly. And on 1580 WAMJ South Bend, Indiana for the third time is applying to go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. Grants to existing facility, only one really of interest to DXers, on 1530 KSMM, Shakopee, Minnesota, raises their power to 8,600 watts. Now let's take a look at the otherness column. On 650 WGNZ, Christmas, Florida, granted an extension of CP for new station until February of 87. on 820 WRFA Largo, Florida, after a couple misfires, has finally moved here from 800. They moved on the 22nd of September. 1020 WPJC, Ajuntas, Puerto Rico, has been granted an extension to build their station until May of 87. 1030 WFXZ, Sterling Heights, Michigan, granted their extension until May of 87. On 1060, KAHU, new station in Hilo, Hawaii, is under construction now and is expected on sometime by the end of November. 1160, the new station in Oakland, New Jersey, which has yet to apply for a call letter, is under construction and is expected on soon. 1180 KDAN Williams, Arizona. They're temporarily off the air due to severe technical problems with their transmitting plant. 1200 KYOO Bolivar, Missouri. They have moved here, formerly on 1130. On 1210 WSBI Static, Tennessee, this new station is on the air. Their studios are in Byrdtown, Tennessee. And we have received several letters from people who like to locate all the new stations on their maps who say they cannot find Static, Tennessee. Well, that's no surprise. Static is a very tiny place. We're kind of surprised a radio station never ended up there. But if you want to find them on your map, if you draw a line northeast from Nashville, about 90 miles or so, they are right on the Kentucky-Tennessee border. And you'll find a tiny little spot called Static, Tennessee. On 1390 KPPL in Denver, Colorado, this station has been silent for quite some time, but the license has been sold, and they are expected to come back on soon with a Spanish format. 1550 WGAB in Bloomfield, Connecticut. They are on full time, but a reporter of ours who lives only a few miles from the station reports not being able to hear them at all. One of the reasons may be is that their night power is at the moment only 723 watts, while the FCC is considering their application for a variance on their night DA pattern. If that variance is granted, they hope to be on with their license 2300 watts at night very soon. That will about wrap it up for this edition of the AM Switch for the DX Audio Service. From the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. My name is Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month with more stuff. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And if you'd like to write to Jerry, you can write to him in care of WHOT Radio, 401 North Blaine Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. Word comes from Grant Manning that Radio West has new owners. They are Sue and Steve Miller of 850 Annsway Drive, Vista, California, 92083. Their telephone number is area code 619-726-3910. Grant says that he's keeping the Earth Station end of the things, but under a new name called Palomar Satellite. And his number will be area code 619-743-DISH, D-I-S-H. Good luck to Grant and the Millers. Word from Isaac Lushinsky. He says he's interested in forming a radio listeners club in Maryland. For those interested, please contact him at Post Office Box 5722, Baltimore, Maryland, 21208. Now let's hear from Bob Walker with a report from Anarchon 86. Bob?
At Anarchon 86, we're talking to John Beck of HCJB, and John is the host of the DX Party Line program, heard normally three times a week. Right now there's some problems with that. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the DX Party Line, John, and when it's heard now and when it's going to be heard again.
Well, the DX Party Line is a program for shortwave listeners and DXers. We try to present some information of interest, as we say, so that people might get more enjoyment out of the shortwave listening hobby. Not only covering shortwave listening, but also medium wave DXing, long wave, some UHF, VHF, TV, FM DXing, and listening. But for the most part, we concentrate on shortwave radio. We normally air three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, because of some problems. What happened, we were originally intending Clayton Howard, who had hosted the program for 22 years. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary. Clayton was scheduled to come down and take my place while I went home on furlough to the United States. Unfortunately, just a week before he was due to leave for Quito, he was diagnosed as having Hodgkin's disease, and he's presently under treatment for that. They caught it very early, and things look very promising that Clayton will be able to live very normal life for a good many years. Unfortunately, though, that caused quite a bind down in Quito, and Glenn Bocart, the director of the English Language Service, has had to scurry about. His first decision was to cut back to two programs a week. Not that HCJB does not have a commitment to this type of programming, because we do. Just because of lack of personnel, we're not able to keep up the commitment to three times a week. So we backed off temporarily to two nights a week, Monday and Saturday. And Brent Allred, who is from New Zealand, one of the newest staff members at HCJB, is doing one of the editions, the Monday edition. And then we have another young lady who is a ham radio operator, doing the Saturday edition, and then Glenn and Roger Stubbe and some of the others are filling in here and there. So a lot of the same information is still being broadcast, and station profile, frequencies, profiles, such of course as Wayne Heinen's medium wave interlude representing the NRC. Many of these same features are still being broadcast. It's just that we're squeezing them into two editions a week.
But obviously it's going to get back to a full-time basis once you return to Quito this year. What are the best times for listeners here in the United States to hear the DX Party Line, and some of the optimum frequencies for it?
Okay, probably the best time for the Eastern U.S., Canada, Eastern North America, and the Midwest is the 9:30 Eastern Standard Time release. I'll let you convert that. what would that be? 0230, I think, UTC. That is released on 9870 and 6230 kilohertz. There's a later release for the western coast of North America. I think the same frequencies. I'm not really sure. I'd have to check on that. But the same frequencies, and it's at 12:30 Eastern Time, or 1:30. I really don't know the time to that. I'm sorry.
Okay. So the DX Party Line will continue. It will return to the three-day-a-week format that we've gotten accustomed to very rapidly.
Well, actually, not only 3 days, we're thinking of expanding it to 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, adding a Friday release, and then keeping the Saturday. In fact, we're still taking comments. That's one of my purposes here at ANARC, is to quiz some of the listeners and just talk with various people about the need for it. We're trying to, there are some things that have to fall together before that would happen. But we're seeing if the potential is there, and if those things can fall together, and if they do, we'd certainly go to that. Right now, though, as you said, probably for sure we'll be going back to the 3-day-a-week broadcast schedule.
Sounds good. John, thanks for joining us, and good luck, and have a good trip back to Quito when you go.
Thank you very much.
And that was Bob Walker with a look at ANARCON 86. And if you'd like to write to Bob with any comments, bouquets, or brickbats about ANARCON 86, write to him at 45605 Timber Lane Court, apartment 204, Walled Lake, Michigan, 48088-3128. And I understand that Bob will be taking over the publishing of the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast magazine. The Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts is a nonprofit, hobby-oriented club of radio listeners. The membership is open to all those interested in the hobby of radio and listening to shortwave, medium-wave, broadcast band, or the higher radio spectrums. And they have a newsletter which is published bi-monthly and mailed to members by first-class mail. It's primarily made up of many radio enthusiasts from around the Detroit, Michigan area, and they meet and socialize and also have several DX positions during the year. And from what I understand from Bob at these DX positions, many, many rare stations are heard. So if you're in the Detroit area and would like to get in on a very nice club, try the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts, and you can get more information by writing to them at 24500 Union Street, Dearborn, Michigan, 1-800-348-1224. Or you can just contact Bob Walker at the address I just gave for Bob, and I'm sure you'll get some information on the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts. At this time, I'd like to read down our DX Radio programs list, which was updated on October 12th, 1986. And for those of you that don't listen to shortwave, what this is a listing of all the radio stations, times, and names of the programs of stations which carry material devoted to DXing and the radio hobby. And this list will be the day, the time in GMT, the program title, the station, and the frequencies to which to monitor for the program. For those of you which are old pros to the programs, let me know if there's any errors in this list so I can update it. And for those of you that have not heard of these programs, you might want to flip your dial up that way and give them a listen. Here we go with a DX radio programs list. We'll start it out on Sunday at 0630. With the DX Party Line on HCJB, their frequencies are 6230, 9870, and 11910. Also on Sunday at 12:30, Talkback on Radio Australia on 6060 and 9580. Also on Sunday at 1300, World of Radio on WRNO Worldwide, that's Glenn Hauser's program. It's heard on 9715. On Sunday at 2306, the Shortwave Listener's Digest from Radio Canada International on 9755. There's a short 5 to 7 minute pause for news right at the top of the hour, and then right back into the Shortwave Listener's Digest again on 5960 and 9755. Let's move on to Monday. There's only two programs to report, both from HCJB. At 2130, the DX Party Line from HCJB on 15270 and 17790. And then also at 0230, the DX Party Line on HCJB on 6230 and 9870. On Tuesday, we have four programs to report. At 0630, the DX Party Line on HCJB is heard on 6230, 9870, and 11910. Also on Tuesday at 11:15, Waveguide from BBC World Services on 5965 and also on 9515. Tuesday at 14:10, Sweden Calling DXers over Radio Sweden. That's heard on 11705 and 15345. And finally on Tuesday at 19:10, the Shortwave Listener's Digest from Radio Canada International. That's heard on 15260 and 17820. On Wednesday, it's 2130, the DX Party Line on HCJB on 15270 and 17790. Also on Wednesday at 0430, Media Network from Radio Netherlands. That's heard on 9895 and 11720. On Thursday, we have a whole scat of programs. Starting it off at 0130 is Waveguide from BBC World Services on 6175. Also on Thursday at 0630, the DX Party Line on HCJB is heard on 6230, 9870, and 11910. Thursdays at 10:50, Media Network on Radio Netherlands is heard on 6020 and 9650. Thursdays at 13:20, Radio World over Radio Belgium is heard on 15590. Thursdays at 0130, Media Network from Radio Netherlands on 6020 and 9895. Also on Thursdays at 0230, Media Network from Radio Netherlands on 6165 and 9590. And also on Thursdays at 0530, Media Network from Radio Netherlands on 6165 and 9715. Moving on to Friday at 2100, World of Radio is heard on KCBI out of Dallas, Texas on 11790. And from what I understand, KCBI is not heard too well in central upper United States. So you might want to listen to WRNO for World of Radio. However, if you can hear KCBI, it is heard at 2100 on 11790. World of Radio then comes on at 0300 on WRNO Worldwide on 6195, or make that 6185. And then finally on Friday at 0400, DX Guide to Computing from Radio Sweden. And that's heard at on 9695. Finally, let's run down our Saturday listings, starting with 2036. Shortwave Listener's Digest from RCI is heard on 11945, 17820, and 17875. On Saturday at 2300, World of Radio on WRNO Worldwide is heard on 9650. Saturdays at 0215, Shortwave Merry-Go-Round on Swiss Radio International is heard on 6135, 9725, and 9885. Saturdays at 0230, the DX Party Line on HCJB on 6230 and 9870. And then on Saturdays at 0300, the Shortwave Listener's Digest on Radio Canada International on 9755 and 5960. Saturdays at 0400, Shortwave Merry-Go-Round on Swiss Radio International is heard on 6135, 9725, and on 12035. And finally, Saturday at 0400, World of Radio on WRNO is heard on 6185. And that's our list of DX radio programs updated on October 12th, 1986. And if you know of any corrections or additions, or perhaps an error or two in that listing, be sure to drop me a card or a letter here at the DX Audio Service and let me know what I need to do to make this list more up-to-date. Send it to me, Fred Vobey, care of the DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. I'd also like to make mention that all these stations, which I have mentioned here on the DX radio programs list, receive our press releases for the DX Audio Service every month. And as I mentioned on last month's edition of the DX Audio Service, it sure doesn't hurt to talk up the DX Audio Service by writing to the hosts of these programs and mentioning how good the DX Audio Service is and ask them to mention us a few times so that others will get to know about the DX Audio Service. By the way, here's how some of our press release information sounds. These are some of the PSAs which we have just sent out to some of these stations. Give them a listen and let me know what you think about them. If you enjoy DXing the medium wave band and would like information on station call letter changes, new stations coming on the air, profiles on markets, station profiles, IDs, and all kinds of other radio tidbits, you need the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club's Books for the Blind project. For information, send a self-addressed stamped envelope or $3 for a sample cassette to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin 53523. If you enjoy DXing the medium wave band and want information on what's happening on the dial, plus information, news, topics, and features, you need the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club's Books for the Blind project. For more information on the DX Audio Service, send a self-addressed stamped envelope or $3 for a sample cassette to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin 53523. The DX Audio Service, it informs you. And those are a couple of PSAs which we sent out to the stations, which I just read about on the DX radio programs list. Hopefully they'll use those on the air and we'll be able to get more subscribers to the DX audio service. Like I made mention of on last month's edition, it doesn't hurt for you, the subscribers of the audio service and members of the National Radio Club, to get involved and spread around our name a little bit. Please write to the hosts of those DX programs and talk up the DX audio service and let them know how much you appreciate having the service around. It doesn't hurt to get some press from time to time. And God knows we could use the press because obviously our name is not getting out to those who need it the most. So please write to the hosts of the DX radio programs and let them know about the DX audio service and how much value there is to having the service around. There was an interesting article in Radio World magazine, the November 1st edition, volume 10, number 21, which comes from Ottawa, Ontario. The article is entitled, CAB Advises Government Pick CQAM. The Canadian Association of Broadcasters, the CAB, has officially endorsed the Motorola CQAM AM stereo standard. On 3 October, the CAB issued a recommendation and resolution to the Canadian government's Department of Communications, the DOC, to choose the AM stereo standard of CQAM. If the DOC accepts the CAB's recommendation, Canada would join Australia and Brazil as nations that have formally endorsed the CQAM system. The DOC's comment period on AM stereo extends through the end of 1986. CAB Senior Vice President Radio Pierre Nadeau told Radio World magazine that the DOC would formally endorse the CQAM system early next year after the comment period expires. Quote, "There haven't said that they will have definitely set a standard, but chances are they will. We, the CAB that is, want them to make a decision as soon as possible," unquote. The DOC, which develops and defines technical standards for Canada's broadcasters, says it wants to resolve the AM stereo standard question by April of 1987. It had originally planned to decide on an AM stereo standard by April of 1986. However, the CAB, claiming that broadcasters had not come to an agreement, asked for a one-year extension. CAB technical consultant Wayne Stacey stressed that the CAB's recommendation was not based on technical grounds. Quote, "We simply decided that a marketplace decision has been made. We realize that both systems have their advantages and disadvantages," unquote. He says that about 50 Canadian AM stations have gone stereo, with about 80% of those using CQAM. The figures fluctuate because an experimental period has been established allowing stations to test both the CQAM and the Con-Hazeltine system, Stacey said. The CAB has also issued a recommendation to the Department of Communications that would require many AM receivers sold in Canada by 1990 to offer stereo reception. Also in Radio World magazine, Texar File Awaits Action by David Hughes of Radio World magazine. The AM stereo ball is in the broadcaster's court, according to Texar Incorporated President Glenn Clark, who filed a petition for rulemaking on 26 September asking the FCC to select an AM stereo standard. Clark told Radio World that when he presented his petition in person to the FCC officials, they told him that the amount of attention they will give it will be in relation to the amount of interest they receive from the public. When he met with the representatives of the Washington, D.C. broadcast community regarding the 75-page petition, Clark said it was too early to comment on the overall reaction. He characterized his meeting with the FCC officials as being courteous and polite. That article from Radio World magazine on November 1st, 1986. And if you'd like some more information on petitions, you can contact Texar, a equipment manufacturing company located in Pittsburgh, at area code 412-856-4276. Or for more information on the NTIA study, you can call area code 202-377-1840. You can contact Con-Hazeltine at area code 516-222-2221 or Motorola at area code 312-576-5304. Well, just before we flip over to side two of this cassette, I have something to pass along of interest to you, and that is some air checks of early radio. Well, radio a couple decades ago, at least. These are a little bit rough because they were recorded originally on 1 7/8 inches per second on reels which had been stored in a basement for the last couple years or so. So they are a little bit rough, but it's kind of interesting, and I thought I'd pass along these to you before we flip over to side two of the cassette. We'll see you on side two with more of the DX Audio Service.
WGAI weather. Going to be clear and mild tonight, low to 60. Cloudy and warm tomorrow with a high to 85, about a 40% chance of rain. WGAI land temperatures, Cleveland 83, Akron Canton 81, and at Youngstown 84.
Jack Collier. WGAI.
Chuck Berry, my goodness, Maybelline, honey, why can't you be true?
Music, CKLW.
Steve Hunter on the Big 8 with 50,000 constantly cooking, watching little evil going. Happy family.
This is WKYZ Cleveland.
And we'll see you on Side 2 with more of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1986.